Life of St. Teresa, Episode 32. The practical difficulties Teresa encountered in preparing the new foundation sometimes seemed insurmountable. But she persevered with the work in total dependence upon God.
In procuring the money, acquiring the house, signing the contract for it, and fixing it up, I went through so many trials of so many kinds that now I'm amazed I was able to suffer them. In some of them, I was completely alone, although my companion did what she could. But she could do little, and so little that it almost amounted to nothing more than to have everything done in her name and as her gift, and all the rest of the trouble was mine. Once, when in need, for I didn't know what to do or how to pay some workmen, St. Joseph, my true Father and Lord, appeared to me and revealed to me that I would not be lacking, that I should hire them. And so I did, without so much as a penny. And the Lord, in ways that amazed those who heard about it, provided for me. The house struck me as being very small, so small that it didn't seem to be adequate for a monastery, and I wanted to buy another house next to it, which was also small, to serve as a church. I had no means or way of buying this, nor did I know what to do. And one day, after communion, the Lord said to me, "I've already told you to enter as best you can." And by way of exclamation, he added, "O covetousness of the human race, that you think you will be lacking even ground. How many times did I sleep in the open because I had no place else?" I was astonished and saw that he was right. I went to the little house and drew up plans and found that, although small, it was perfect for a monastery, and I didn't bother about buying more property. But I arranged to have it fixed up so that it could be lived in, with everything left rough and unpolished, and likewise so that it would not be harmful to health. And this is the way these things should be done always.